This program is part of the Health and Wellness series and is brought to you by the Live Anew Broadcast Group.
Hi, my name is Dr. Kimberly Williams, and before I join with Live Anew to bring the concept of value-based wellness to individuals and corporations, I had the pleasure of being in private practice as a chiropractic physician. Now, one of the topics that I discussed with my patients over and over at my table was the challenge that they had of being able to eat more living foods, such as fruits, vegetables, and grains, and less non-living foods. You know, the foods that are packaged, or worse yet, served up through a drive-thru window. Now, what I found over the years is that most of my patients knew that they should tip the scales to a more healthful diet, but many of them just did not know how to do it in a simple, easy-to-implement way. Now, as a result of our poor diets, we as a country suffer a very high incidence of degenerative diseases, more than most cultures from just about anywhere else in the world. 80 million Americans have some form of heart disease. 20 million have diabetes. 1 in 2 men and 1 in 3 women will develop some form of cancer in their lifetime. Even worse, our kids are very unhealthy. In the Bulagusa Heart Study, it was discovered that by age 12, 70% of our kids have the beginning stages of hardening of the arteries. We are truly digging our own graves with our forks. Now, the good news is that the data that has been collected on the value of eating more living foods is profound. The research continues to uncover the nutritional elements in fruits and vegetables, which include vitamins, antioxidants, phytonutrients, and fiber. Now, these wonder ingredients support our immune systems, they improve our cardiovascular wellness, slow down the aging process, and contribute to health and longevity in other ways. The thousands of nutrients found in fruits and vegetables work together in ways that science is just beginning to explore. Over the years, I have counseled so many of my patients on strategies to increase the amount of living foods they were consuming each day in some easy, simple to implement ways. I want to share them with you now. Number one, if time is a problem, which I know it is for me, you can spend the extra dollar or so and purchase the produce in the supermarket that is already prepared. You may save some money on that pineapple in its whole form, but it's sure easier to eat it when it is already peeled and chunked in a container in your refrigerator shelf. Number two, blueberries, probably one of my most favorite fruits. Not to mention that they are a superfood because of their antioxidant power, but they are also easy to sprinkle everywhere, on oatmeal, in a salad, or even in a cup of yogurt. One other tip is to replace one of your morning coffees with a whole fruit juice. Now, it's really important to check the labels here. It cannot be from concentrate. It must say 100% fruit juice with nothing else added. Fruit bowls are very visually pleasing, but also make fresh fruits and vegetables at an arm's reach. You can place a large fruit bowl in your kitchen and fill it up with your favorite fruits and vegetables and make it a game in your family to see if you as a team can consume all of the fruit bowl's contents during the week. It is also a good idea to put a fruit bowl on your desk at work. After all, this is one of the places we all spend the majority of our time. This will help you from heading to the vending machine around 2:30 when you are ready for an unhealthy snack. Another idea is to skip the fries and have a side salad. Let's face it, we eat out a lot as a culture. If you get in the habit of substituting the fries that are served as a side and add a small side salad, the amount of vegetables you consume over a week's time will dramatically increase. Lastly, I recommend to add a whole food supplement to your daily routine. A whole food supplement is made from real fruits and vegetables. It's kind of like Jetson food. I'm convinced that by trying these simple strategies, over the course of a week, you can add a lot more fruits and vegetables into your diet. This isn't about becoming vegetarian or eating a ton of tofu. These strategies aren't radical, but the health benefits you experience are. The fact is that as you start consuming more of these good foods, your body will actually start to crave more good foods. Your taste buds actually change, so each week these practices get easier and easier, and you will get healthier and healthier as a result. Well-being is not an event. It is a journey made up of many small steps. Live Anew is committed to helping you on that journey. Let's create well-being together.
Thank you for listening to this special Live Anew program. Visit us at myliveanew.com to hear more programs centered on living a life of total well-being.